Welcome to the Live, Laugh, and Love podcast. It is my prayer that you're living your life to the fullest, laughing through the ups and downs, and loving others as Christ loves you. This is your fabulous host, Minister Devon, bringing you the truth with lots of inspiration and a whole lot of love. Now let's get into it. One of the great advantages of connecting with God is that He is constantly with us, providing us with inspiration and direction, because God lives in us through the indwelling of His Spirit. He directs and He motivates us. But how does God direct us? To answer this question, we can look at the way God has directed believers in the past. He spoke to Abraham directly and told him about the promised land. Based on the conversation with God, Abraham set out on a lifelong quest searching for a city. The prophet Elijah heard God's voice direction in a still small voice in the wilderness. Saul received his directions while he was on the Damascus Road. Once they connected with God, He spoke to them and gave direction to their lives. The Holy Spirit speaks to us in similar ways. Sometimes we hear His voice as clear as crystals. At other times, we feel Him nudging us gently. In moments when we found ourselves in a slump, we're impossible times, we come to a complete halt. And it's only when the Holy Spirit that prompts us to get going again. The same is true when we're saved from big mistakes. Sometimes it was the stumbling block that frustrated us that saved us from the troubling situation. It has been the Holy Spirit living in us who helped us past our most troubling moments when we can't quite describe how God lives in us. One songwriter writes, "Something within me that holdeth the reins, something within that banished pain, all that I know there is something within." When God gives the command, we got to be prepared to step forward and claim His promise, while standing on dry ground. Y'all got to excuse me. My tooth is bothering me this morning. When we look back on the year that has passed, we see a way that has been watered with floods of trouble, sickness, and distress. But now we must prepare to move forward at God's command to possess our promise while standing on dry ground. Last year, we stood on slippery ground, but now we stand ready to move forward on dry ground. Last year, some of us wallowed in the muds of life, lost opportunities, and failed experience. But now we are ready to move forward, standing on dry ground. Last year, we were nearly drowned by heartbreaking, career-wrecking experiences, failed relationships, and lost opportunities. But this year, we are standing on dry ground. James Weldon Johnson penned it so eloquently when he said in the second verse of "Lift Every Voice and Sing," "Stony the roads we've trod, bitter the chastening rod, felt in the days when hope unborn had died, yet with a steady beat, have not our weary feet come to a place for which our Father sighed. We have come over a way that the tears have been watered. We have come treading our path through the blood of the slaughter, out from the gloomy past, till now we stand at last, wearing white and gleam of our bright star is cast. As today begins, it is time for God's people to come forth from the ark and step out on dry ground. On dry ground, we remember the promise of Psalms 34:22, "The Lord redeemeth the soul of His servants, and none of them that trust in Him shall be desolate." On dry ground, we remember the promise of Psalms 37:5, "Commit thy ways unto the Lord, trust also in Him, He shall bring it to pass." On dry ground, we echo the words of Solomon in Proverbs 3:5, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding." If we stand on the word of God and put our faith in Him, in the year to come, we'll be standing on dry ground. This dry ground is rooted in our faith in Christ, who gives us a solid foundation upon which to stand. Not only is our faith in God dry ground, but it is proven ground. For thousands of years, because of the old warriors decided to stand on the promises of God, because He never failed them. I know, and I can hear them singing in the midst of slavery, depression, and persecution and racism. I know the Lord will make a way. I can hear the old warriors affirming their faith in God's promise, sometimes with a shout, but then with the old chant. If I can't say a word, I'll just wave my hand. When we stand on dry ground, God will turn our backward steps into forward motions, failing health into growing strength, losses and defeats into gains and victories, hard times and bad times into easy days and good times. It doesn't matter what the future brings, as long as we are standing on the dry ground of God's promise. As long as you are standing on that dry ground, there will never be a cross that won't be able to be bared, mountains that we won't be able to climb, enemies that we won't be able to defeat, battles we won't be able to win, darkness so dark that we won't be able to see the light, trials that we can't even make it through, tests that we won't even be able to pass. The Lord is just the justification of my faith. The Lord is the chief cornerstone of my hope. When we stand on dry ground, we are standing on the rock. This rock is Jesus. When we are standing on this rock, we are on secure ground. No wonder the songwriter wrote, "O Christ, the solid rock, I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name." Jesus, somebody here today knows you. Jesus, the lily of the valley. Jesus, the bright morning star. Jesus, who died on Calvary and rose early Sunday morning. No wonder the songwriter declared, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand." Until next time, live your life to the fullest. Laugh through the ups and downs. And please love others as Christ loves you.